listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO City.
We've seen what you can do, oh God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning and welcome. It is Wednesday Live again right here in WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Right now we are at 11 o'clock, top of the hour, and we're going to jump right into an awesome time with a couple guests that are joining us by phone this morning because we have some great things getting ready to happen. Well, it's almost Christmas. We have Thanksgiving first, and then we're going to be running right into the holidays. And so we want to bring to you some of the most important things that we know of that are taking place. Well, at this time, I have two guests that are available, and we're going to be talking with them. First of all, Chris Fogle from the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, the Executive Director. Chris, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be there. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. Beautiful day. And we want to also welcome Bishop Charles Flowers with us. And Bishop, great to have you on air at WCNO.
So glad to be with WCNO. Good morning, Florida.
Well, I know we have a lot of things to talk about, but Bishop, we want to just give a little bit of an introduction in just a moment. But Chris, you're going to have to just introduce the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance proclamation. I guess it's called a proclamation supper. I always called it a dinner, but it might be a supper as well.
Well, you're right on both accounts.
It's our ninth. Okay.
It's our ninth annual. It's hard to believe that we're already up to the ninth proclamation, but the proclamations are just that. We will decree and declare over the seven mountains, and this year we've added one more mountain, Israel. So it's a powerful night where the body of Christ comes together. Business leaders, civic leaders, pastors. And it's just a powerful night of worship, of great speaker. We have a couple vocalists. It's just an incredible night. And we go all out in everything we do that evening, not just in the praise and worship music or the vocalist or the speaker, but yes, the food. We don't skimp on good food.
That's right.
We make certain that people there really enjoy the night, and hopefully when they leave more than just fed physically, but they will leave full spiritually.
Well, Chris, I have been blessed to be a part with the team with the Treasure Coast Alliance over these years, and it is absolutely a powerful ending and beginning to the next year as we just dedicate not only ourselves, but also our businesses, the political arena, and all of the ministries up and down the coast of Florida here to the glory of God for the coming year. It is a powerful evening. And so actually, as I was thinking about this, we have had a number of great guests over the years, but Bishop Flowers joining us this year as our guest speaker. I watched some YouTube, I watched some of your ministry, and I am absolutely thrilled that you are coming to the Treasure Coast of Florida. So, Bishop Flowers, I'm looking at your busy, busy life. You're married.
Yes.
And
yes,
you have
the love of my life.
You're married 44 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you have four children. And my note says they're wonderful, they're talented, and they're almost perfect. No.
You take good notes.
There we go. Well, so you're married, and it looks as if you may have spent some time in the military?
Yes. 12 years in the United States Air Force.
Okay, well, thank you for your service there.
Yes, and thank you for your service.
And you have been very involved in ministry over the years, going back into the 90s. You were involved with Love Demonstrated Ministries. What exactly was that?
Love Demonstrated Ministries was an effort that we had here in our city, in San Antonio, to pull multi-races together and to make the theme of that that collaboration and coming together the love of God.
Okay.
And love is not something you do, it's something you demonstrate, not something you say, it's something you demonstrate, hence the name Love Demonstrated. And so we plowed through that effort with a boot camp that we started in 1995, all the way up into 2007. I'll say something about that when I'm with you guys at the
excellent.
On the 7th.
Excellent.
Yeah. But yes, 13 and 19-year-olds that we brought into a process to reinstill discipline, unity, and a knowledge of God in their lives so they don't get caught up in that cycle of their teen years. And some of them never recover from it. So we were a rescue mission.
Amen.
And then it looks like it makes a lot of sense. You were involved in youth ministry and also mm-hmm. pastoral ministry at right. Faith Outreach Center.
Right. I've been at the same church. I began at Faith Outreach Center as an active duty Air Force member.
Okay, gotcha.
Part-time there. And then my pastor, who's my father in ministry, called me out of the military after 12 years. And of course I sought the Lord about that because I enjoyed every day of my military career. And I had a wonderful military career. But God prompted my heart to get involved in ministry full time. So for 10 years I served as the youth pastor at Faith Outreach Center. After the 10 years my pastor retired, I became the senior pastor, pastored it for 23 years. And then 3 years ago, I became a bishop and oversee that church and some churches around the country.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. So you have a tremendous, strong background. I was, and we want to talk about the 4 points of great importance that you're convinced that every believer must recognize, and I want to talk about that. But when I noticed that you had some ministry with Bruce Wilkinson, which yes. I'm very yes. fond of and very blessed by some of the ministry that he has mm-hmm. left with us. And so what did you do with Bruce?
Well, here in town, we had a crisis pregnancy event, and I was asked to pray the invocation at that event. And Bruce was the speaker.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And so I prayed the invocation. The presence of God filled the room. After I prayed, I went back to my seat, and I told Bruce this personally. I said I had kind of pigeonholed him as a theologian from whom I would get nuggets. I didn't think he was really sensitive to the Holy Spirit or the things of the Holy Spirit. I just thought he was intelligent. and so as I sat listening to him, the Holy Spirit said to me, "He has a word for you."
Mm.
And so I leaned over to my wife and I said, "The Holy Spirit just said he has a word for me." And she said, God. "Okay." And he went, and when he started, he intentionally flowed into things of the Spirit. I said, "I can't believe this." And then I said to the Lord, "I'm sorry for prejudging him." When he finished, he walked right down off the platform, walked right over to me, and said, "I have a word for you."
Mm.
Stood me up, read read my mail and ministered to me and asked me to have breakfast with him the next day. So the next morning I went, we were supposed to be like 45 minutes breakfast. It's turned into like 4 hours. We sat there and talked, and he asked me to join the team, the Great Turnaround Team, where he went around the country to these crisis pregnancy centers, raising $100 million to save 100,000 babies. Mm. And over the next 7 years, we did that. So it was great to be with him and to learn from him and work with him in these pregnancy centers around the country.
All right, I want to jump in just for a moment. If you're just tuning in this morning, this is Wednesday Live in WCNO, and I have the executive director, Chris Vogel, that is with us this morning, as well as Bishop Charles Flower. And we're talking about an upcoming event. It's going to be here in just a few days. Chris, can you just tell us again about the event and what people can do, business owners could do to get involved, to be a partner, to be a sponsor, and any of the details that might be relevant for someone that's just tuning in?
Well, yes, it's the 9th annual Treasure Coast Christmas Proclamation Supper. It's going to be held at the Mid-Florida Event Center in Port St. Lucie, which is located at 9221 Civic Center Place in Port St. Lucie, or now it's fashionably called at the corner of Walton and US 1. The event will begin at 5:30. We have already received sponsors for the event, and there will be room for people to attend, but it will be limited. So the first 50 callers, we probably can make arrangements to have seating for them as the result of the sponsor's generosity. But we're at a cutoff point for corporate and table sponsors as of tomorrow. A table sponsor is $800, which is a table for 10 people. And a corporate sponsor is up to 2 tables and a ad in the program. And so we just, that evening will be not just fellowship and not just a lovely dinner, but it will be praise and worship. There will be proclamations that will be decreed and declared for the next following year. And we'll have the benefit of 2 vocalists who have great voices that will sing their songs, in addition to the praise and worship music that you will have when you first get there. And then we will cap it out with a great speaker who is joining us on the phone right now. And we're just so excited about the evening. It's going to be just a phenomenal night.
All right. So if you're listening, and Chris had mentioned that we can be pretty sure that we'll have room for the first 50 that get a hold of us. You can go to tccalliance.com, and I believe there you can register. Or you could also call. Do we have that phone number, Chris?
I don't have the phone number. I think Sherry has that number. She could give you a note, and we could give that number over the air. But you definitely can go on the website, which is tccalliance.com.
Right. That phone number is 772-324-9313, 772-324-9313, or go to tccalliance.com. All right, Bishop, coming back to you, and Chris, feel free to jump in here at any point. I know that you were involved. We were talking about your involvement with Dr. Bruce Wilkinson. In fact, I still use his daily Bible, and I had to hunt hard to find them because I've worn out a couple of them. The one I'm in now is almost totally worn out. But truly a man of God, anointed and led of the Holy Spirit, great insight. And so this is a part of your family that you actually ministered with. But also I see that you have been involved with Dr. Tony Perkins and Family Research Council, and we have his program, one of his programs on air here at the station as well.
Okay, yes. Yes. You know, Tony runs the Family Research Council, and it's a policy organization. And someone asked Tony, why does a policy organization go around the country speaking to men? It seems that there's two different worlds there, a policy world and a world dealing with the need for men to be developed as godly men. And Tony's answer was, well, if men took their place in their home and in the community, the half of the policy issues that we have would be erased. And I thought, you're right. And so he and General Boykin and Bishop Larry Jackson, who's also spoken at the Treasure Coast Alliance, and a team of others, one from Florida, there in Miami, Bishop Joaquin Molina. We travel a team around the country under FRC's auspices to call men together, and we execute a men's ministry called Stand Courageous, and we've done that again for a number of years.
Well, you know, that actually had Bishop. We had them here where you're going to be speaking. We had them here the first year of COVID, and we had over 700 men. Come during a COVID event, and Tony and General were very impressed with the turnout. And, of course, Joaquin brought up about 100 men from Miami to join us that time. That he does. And, yes, and Bishop Larry Jackson, his ministry did something very similar to yours, what you talked about going around with the young people. Up in the Charlotte area. So a number of us are members of the FRC. In fact, we had a couple at the most recent conference in Washington about a couple weeks ago, which was very, very good. We're very much aligned with the Family Research Council, and that's a great organization.
Indeed it is, and I'm thankful to have opportunity. You know, you probably know that General Boykin was shot with a 50 caliber. You don't live from that, but he did, and for a very good reason. God has placed on the mantle of his life the ability to reach into the hearts of men and encourage them to stand up as men, and there's never a bigger need in our time than right now for men to take their stance. And so to work with him and Tony in that effort has been an honor.
Amen.
Well, great leaders, and at a great time in our nation when we are not only praying but seeing signs of awakening and revival. And I, you know, Chris, we pray over these events. We pray that God will lead us to the speaker that we're to have. And so, Bishop Flowers, we're so pleased that you are going to be with us. And I wonder if you could just speak a bit. We have people coming. A lot of business owners will be coming. We have people from the government, civic leaders that will be coming in, as well as many church leaders. And others from the community will be coming together. What is a bit of the message that God has put on your heart? I know you've been involved in citywide ministry, and you might want to mention some of that. I'm thrilled with what God has walked you through and you've been involved in.
Yes, I think now more than ever, it is the responsibility of the church to clarify and amplify its voice. And when I say the church, I'm not talking about people meeting in a building on a weekend. I'm talking about the ecclesy of the called out ones who are planted as yeast in three measures of meal, Matthew 13:33, and affect where they are with the power of the principles of the kingdom of God. If that doesn't happen, and it will happen because, you know, Jesus has declared it. And that's why I like this event. It's declaring and decreeing. But those things are of a necessity that the body of Christ wake up and understand who it is and whose it is. It belongs to the Lord. He's the head of the church. And we in our alignment with Him and our alignment and respect for each other, because there are the forces that work full time to fragment the body of Christ. And if I were the devil, I would too, because that body of Christ standing up totally repels any effort of him being successful. So he has to plant little divisions at every level, whether they're denominational divisions, whether it's business competition, whether or not it's indoctrination versus education. He has to stay busy fragmenting the body. But he's not the winner. He's not the strongest. The kingdom of God suffers violence, the scripture says in Matthew 12, and the violent take it by force. There is a divine force on the body of Christ to stand up, amplify the voice of God throughout all of those spheres of influence, intentionally work together. This has been the bane of our efforts, is our inability, our unwillingness to intentionally work together. Too often there is sought to put our name at the top of the marquee. But I'm telling you, God will use a person who's willing to not have his or her name mentioned at the top of the marquee and just do the work of the kingdom of God, furthering the purposes of God wherever he or she may be, and allow the Holy Spirit to make divine connections and collaborations that lead from one putting 1,000 to flight to putting 10,000 to flight. The synergism takes over, and we begin to see the emergence of the body of Christ in a brand new way. And it's going to happen. For the knowledge of the glory of God shall cover the earth, it says, as the waters cover the sea. That's going to happen. And why not let it happen on our watch? Why not here? Why not now?
Amen. So what exactly is the San Antonio Black, White, and Brown? What exactly is that, and how did that work?
It was born out of an effort here in our city. Let me give you a little backdrop. Some of you know that, and some of your listeners may know that, the Human Rights Commission, it's based in Washington, D.C. It's a think tank. And they strategize on how to put forth their agenda and make it effective in across the nation without going through the normal chains of local government and state government and federal government. So what they did was they wrote these ordinances called sexual orientation and gender identity, and then they targeted specific population centers across the country, large cities, and they introduced these SOGI laws into city councils. City councils began to pass them, and they were hostile. In San Antonio, it was called the Non-Discrimination Ordinance. Now listen at that. The name was its defense. The name of the ordinance was the first line of defense for it, because it was called the Non-Discrimination Ordinance, but it was anything but that. It was discriminating directly against the body of Christ and against people of faith and against Christian business owners, telling those owners that if you don't agree with our definition of sexual orientation and gender identity, then you can't do business with the city. That cuts right at the financial breadbasket of many of those businesses who, for years before that, had been courted to make a sizable portion of their financial portfolio with the city. So once they got to about a third of their financial portfolio, then the city says, okay, now you have to agree with our definition of sexual orientation or gender identity, or you can't do business with us anymore. So businesses couldn't take a third of their income being wiped out because they can't do business with the city. You see that? You see how diabolical, how systemic, and how intentional, and how diabolical that plan worked? In cities across the country, and it worked that way here in the city of San Antonio. When it got here, called Non-Discrimination Ordinance, we were alerted to it. I pulled together some friends, Pastor Hagee and Cornerstone Church here at that time. A dear friend of mine was the third in command. His name was Art Gonzalez. And I called Pastor Hagee. He, in fact, our church, Faith Outreach Center, the founding pastor and my minister, my father in ministry, Bud Gardner, was Pastor Hagee's assistant for 8 years. And then he released Brother Bud. He's fondly known in this area, Brother Bud. I call him Dad, but he started Faith Outreach Center International. And so when I called back out of relationship. They released their resources and their resources and our influence in the city. We filled City Hall, citizens to be heard, with over 2,000 voices for Wednesdays at a time, and asking the people, our city council, don't go that way. The opposition also had people, but it was only like 300. The city council ignored over 2,000 voices and went with 300 and passed those laws anyway. When that happened, it suddenly dawned upon me, this government is not responsible or not responsive to people that have a kingdom emphasis. So we can't sit back and twiddle our thumbs about that. We have to be people from the black, white, and brown community, hence San Antonio, black, white, and brown, who transcend racial divides, who transcend religious divides, who transcends geopolitical divides, and agree on the principles of the kingdom and start working together on that basis, hence the birth of San Antonio, black, white, and brown. Wow.
Well, Bishop, I trust that that will find its way into some of your ministry while you're with us, because that really is our heart, Chris. I know the Alliance, we have a heart to see the body of Christ have a growing impact, the faith community, the true family of believers, to have a growing impact on the spiritual climate and condition here in Florida. And so this aligns perfectly with the vision. Chris, could you once again share with those who are listening today how they can be a part of this proclamation dinner?
Well, again, if we have any businesses that are listening, if they could contact us today, because we're at a point where we have to cut off because we got to get a program printed and whatnot. But if they could contact us today, if they're interested in a table sponsor. And that could be a corporate, it could be a church, but the table sponsor is $800, and that will provide you 10 guests. Or if you want to be what we call a gold sponsor, gold or silver, I'm not sure the color, but it's a corporate sponsor of $1,600, which will also place a major ad in the programs that will be handed out, along with being on the screen. That will be on the dais that is very visible by all, to contact us today. And if you're an individual, there are no tickets being sold, but if you are interested in attending, then we would ask you to go on and submit your name to tccalliance.com. And again, there's a phone number that you have that they can call if you would give us that number.
Certainly, that number is 772-324-9313, 772-324-9313, and you can also, of course, go to tccalliance.com. That's for Treasure Coast Christian Alliance.com.
And the date of that event is December 7th, a Sunday evening. It begins at 5:30 p.m., and it is a fantastic evening. You will hear decree and declarations over the seven mountains. You will hear a powerful speaker that we are blessed to have with us right now, Bishop Flowers. We will have two vocalists that are fantastic. It's just a powerful evening. And you will get a chance to see the body of Christ coming together that evening. And wow. We promise you will not only be fed physically, but you will be fed spiritually.
Well, Bishop, we're almost out of time. We have about half an hour for this this time together, and I'm sorry we are kind of running out of time. But again, we're looking forward to having you right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida coming up on December the 7th. And I didn't really give you much of an opportunity to address some of these points as far as the four points that you are convinced every believer must experience. You want to just drop those briefly before we close out our time?
Yes. Every believer must find who they are in Christ. That's essential. Then they must be linked together with other believers. And the same I was talking about earlier, that the synergism of that power. And then they must be deployed back into the world. The commission out of Matthew 28 is go into the world. And in that assignment going out, they also reap the harvest. And the cycle starts all over again. For them developing, discovering their spiritual gift, developing it, being hooked together with other believers, deployed, and win the harvest.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much for your leadership here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. There's a great team of leaders that come together to make this event happen. Thanks to all of those sponsors. I'm sure we have some sponsors listening. But it just hit me, Chris, there most likely are some business owners, some servicers, maybe pastors that are listening today that have not yet made their arrangements to be with us. It's not too late, but you're saying they just have one day left to do that.
One day or possibly Friday. And I'm going to give my cell phone. If they're listening, they can call me directly. And that's 772-834-5316. That is my cell phone number. Again, 772-834-5316. But it's time to act, and we've tried to be reaching out to the community. I know we've missed some, but we really got to get this firmed up. We've got to give numbers to the caterer, and we got to get a program made up so that we don't have a lot of time with Thanksgiving, but we're very thankful for what God has allowed us to do. We take it for granted sometimes, but when you see the news going on around the world, there are many Christians that could only dream that they would be able to do something like we're hosting on Sunday, December 7th.
Well, Chris, 300 to 500 people join us from year to year for this event, and I don't want for it to be misunderstood. There may be some listening today that are saying, well, I don't have $800 or $1,600 to sponsor a table. Are there spots available for business owners and leaders in the community to call in and be a part? Are there already sponsored tables and seats that are available?
Like I said, if someone doesn't have the money to sponsor a table or be a corporate sponsor, but they would like to, and we saw these words in Scripture all the time, come and see. Call the numbers that we've given, and we will make arrangements.
There you go. We really want all of our regional leadership that has a heart to be a part and lead together. We're so much better together. Bishop, we want to just thank you for breaking out of your busy schedule today and joining us here on WCNO. And so glad that God has done the work in your life, and we're looking forward for that impartation, not just information, but a great impartation coming up on the 7th of December. God bless you and your family. Chris,
God
any closing words?
We look forward to being with you.
Thank you very much, Bishop. Chris, any closing words?
No, I just want to give thanks and glory to God just to permit us to do what we're doing. In fact, Tony Perkins, a number of his people said they have never seen a gathering like this, and they've been all over the country. It's truly a unique evening when the body of Christ comes together, both civic leaders, business leaders, and pastors, because pastors can't do it on their own. They need the assistance of the people in the community and the elected officials. And I'm just thankful that Bishop Flowers has accepted our invitation to be a speaker that evening, and I agree, his impartation is going to be important. We know the Holy Spirit will be in the room that night.
Bishop, as we close this time, would you just lift up a prayer over our state and over this gathering?
Absolutely. So, Father, we bless you and thank you.
Thank you, Father.
That blessed is the scriptures, and blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, but that follows that a city, a region that will align itself with you has your blessing upon it. And I thank you that you have in the Treasure Coast, in the Alliance, a remnant of your people who see the need to lift up, to amplify the ways of the kingdom. And I thank you for your divine assistance in them doing it. Thank you for giving them relationships, growing and maturing relationships between them and outside of their normal circles. Thank you for the voice of this alliance being heard all across the country where people are operating in the kingdom. They gain hope from events like this, that the body of Christ can and does come together. And I thank Amen. You that you
thank
will
you, Jesus.
Cause your blessing upon them to be seen and known, and what the part we have to play in it this December 7th. Lord, we thank you that you'll be with us in it. You'll cause every word to be something sent from heaven that will encourage and bless and help the Texas Coast, the Treasure Coast Alliance. I'm a Texan, so I kind of slipped out. but I thank you, Father, for helping us do that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bishop, again, thank you for joining us today. Chris Fogel, thank you so much. And thanks to the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance for sponsoring the Wednesday Live each week. Thank you so much for that. God bless you.
And God bless you. And thank you and WCNO. We appreciate you, brother.
Amen.
Yes, God bless y'all.
Thank you. God bless. Goodbye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, and we are going to be right back right after this song, and we are looking for a report coming in regards to Jamaica in reference to Dr. Chauncey Crandall. Meetings coming up in just a few days that is going to be taking place down in the Jupiter area, and going to have a great report with Tim Popatic. So stay right here. Keep your dial set.
Come, come and behold the sun. Come, come and behold the babe. Come, see what the Lord has done. Come, heaven has made a way. See in the east the star. Come now as the angels sing. Oh, glory be unto God. Born is the saving King. Oh, rejoice, rejoice. For the humble praise, hear as the shepherds sing, join as the drummer plays. Oh, rejoice, rejoice.
Heaven sings
joy, joy to the world this day. Here, find ye the word as flesh. Here, here on the bed of clay. Oh, rejoice.
And that song, of course, from Hillsong Worship, Oh Rejoice, celebrating Christmas right here at WCNO. You are listening to Wednesday Live, and so glad that you've tuned in this morning. We just had Bishop Flowers, who's going to be the guest speaker, coming up for the Proclamation Dinner, Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Proclamation Dinner, bringing together the body of Christ, leaders from the church, leaders from the civic community, and leaders from business to dedicate our lives, our businesses, our region to the glory of God for the coming year. And right now I have online with me Tim Popatic. Tim, welcome. And I believe Cam is with you as well.
Yes. Hey, Jonathan. So great to be with you. I've got myself and my son Cam is here. We are excited about giving an update on what's happening. So.
Well, that's awesome. We almost have to get reacquainted again because I haven't got to, you know, have a hug in a while, haven't seen you in a while. But tell us what's going on. You work with Dr. Chauncey and Deborah Crandall, and I know that that the doctor's just been down to Jamaica. I know that there's an event coming up on the 23rd. So tell us what's getting ready to happen here.
Well, you know what? Why don't I start by just saying right now, we know in Florida what it's like to be slammed with a hurricane.
Yes, we do.
We know the devastating effects that can have. But imagine what that would be like in another country where the infrastructure isn't as great as our country. And, you know, when we saw that hurricane blow in, Dr. Crandall has had on his heart the country, the island of Jamaica, for decades. And the Lord kind of placed that on his heart literally over the last several decades. And in fact, when Reinhard Bunke was still with us, Reinhard obviously was kind of the Billy Graham to Africa.
Yes.
And he said to Doc one day, Why don't you be what I am to Africa? You be to Jamaica, and so he's always kind of carried the burden for Jamaica with him. And so when the hurricane slammed, when that thing hit Melissa, it was obviously devastating and catastrophic. And so we already had great relationships with some of the top marketplace leaders across Jamaica, and they invited Doc to come in. And so he went with a group. There were three gentlemen that that went over there. Doc was one of them. They flew over last Monday and just came back this past Monday. And it was amazing to be on the ground, to talk to the people. They were able to go into, again, these hard-reaching areas with the gospel to pray over people. In fact, Doc said one of the most memorable experiences was going into the prison and praying over folks.
Mm.
That, again, even the prisons were hit. So, like, the access that he had was, again, all throughout the entire island. So they really got to see and be the hands and feet of Jesus. They saw the miraculous. You know, there's a plea for help. This is a nation that's going to need a lot of help to rebuild. So I know the group that they went with is called Operation Blessing. and they did it. They were so organized. They were able to get in and get those resources to the people very, very quickly and on the ground. So, you know, as a team, we're just we're probably going to be sending multiple groups down this next year to help both rebuild. You know, the place doesn't even really have hospitals right now, if you can imagine. And so these pop-up tents and pop-up, you know, makeshift hospitals are places where people are coming for care. And so they're, you know, not only are they doing their best, but they're also praying for folks. And so it was a privilege for our ministry to be able to send Doc down there. And, you know, it was exciting to hear some of the stories. In fact, this Sunday night, he's going to be sharing several stories straight from the front line. And so, you know, I'll shift gears just to say if any of our listeners are out there that need a touch from the Lord, they need a healing touch from the Lord. This is the first time, Jonathan, it's been a while since we've actually been under a tent. And we've got a tent event that's coming up this Sunday night on the 23rd of November to Jupiter, to Cuesta, Florida, at the Boy Scout camp there. And, you know, if you're needing information, you could go to our website, healingencounternights.com, healingencounternights.com, and you're going to see the information there. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous night. Jonathan, you've heard us talk before about these nights, and I know you've been down to the ones. You came down to the amphitheater, correct?
I've been down, were there two or three events down there? Yes, we've tried to attend them.
Which is awesome. So this is one that's under the tent. And, you know, when we first started 6 years ago, God gave us a crazy vision. And so it was, you know, the Lord called or was speaking to me one morning, and it was August of 2019. And the Lord said, put a tent up and call the doctor. Put a tent up and call the doctor. I'm like, what are you talking about? So, you know, we were obedient to the call, and, you know, we found some friends of ours that had a tent, another ministry, and I knew they were putting this tent up at this Boy Scout camp in Jupiter, Florida. And so, you know, I called up Dr. Crandall, who was my doctor, still is my doctor, and I said, hey, God told me to put a tent up and to call the doctor. Are you, do you have any idea what that means? And he goes, yeah, we're supposed to do something. So, you know, it was that night back in 2019, it was November 3rd, that we put the tent up. I probably texted 50 people, and I said, hey, if you need a touch from the Lord, or if you need prayer, we've got a tent that's going up. We'd love to pray for you. Jonathan, I would love to tell you that it was perfect weather. I'd love to tell you that, you know, the stars were shining bright. it was opposite.
It was
pouring down rain.
Wow.
And I just sat there underneath that tent thinking, who in the world in their right mind is going to come out for this event tonight, you know? And would you believe 350 people showed up?
Praise God.
And that night, the heavens opened up, and it was one of the most spectacular nights that we've ever experienced. And it was on that night, Justin, that our friend Todd Shoemaker experienced his healing.
Yes,
and that would have been six years ago this month. And so, you know, so we praised God and we pressed in. That was the night where, you know, Dr. Crandall. He took the stage, he shared the gospel, over 25 people prayed to receive Christ, and then he said these simple words. He said, we're going to pray now, and we're going to invite the Holy Spirit into this moment. And as soon as he said the words, Holy Spirit, as soon as he said the name, Holy Spirit, this wind, Jonathan, blew through the tent, and all of the sides of the tent went flying up in the air. It was like a movie, right? Mm. And then Doc just looked out at the audience and he said, he is here.
Amen.
If you need prayer, come to the front. And 350 people made a mad dash to the front of that tent. It was an amazing night, fully anointed. God showed up, the miraculous, miracle, signs, and wonders. It was amazing. You know, we've probably done about 30 events since that night. We've been able to see the power of God fall across this county and north of the county and south of the county. People come from all over the country that fly in for these events. They're 100% free. You know, we don't charge for these events, but we want to usher in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so you might go, you know, if you're listening here, you might go to a church that, you know, is totally Spirit-filled, fantastic. You're going to get it. You're going to come and you're going to find some like brothers and sisters. You might be at a church where, you know, they don't talk much about the Holy Spirit. You know what? You're also invited.
So amen.
You can come plug in.
But, there you go.
These are those kinds of nights. And, you know, it's been several years since we've been back to the Boy Scout camp. And so we thought in celebration of 6 years, we would go back to the place that we started. And I do believe there's an open heaven right there. It's, you know, if you're thinking location, the Boy Scout camp is just inside of Jonathan Dickinson Park. And it's such a sacred, sacred place. And it's such a beautiful place. And so we have the privilege of, again, rolling a tent in there. We're going to be doing a barbecue at 5 o'clock. If anybody's hungry, they can come. We're going to have plenty of food. But we do need you. It's a free barbecue. We just need you to register online at healingencounternights.com just so we have a good head count. So, so Jonathan, I got my son here. His name is Cam Paddock.
Welcome,
and,
Cam.
Cam's going to be leading worship. So I thought, you know, if you want to hear some powerful worship leading, but also the voice of Gen Z, I thought, let me go ahead and introduce him. So here's Cam. Hey, guys.
Hey there.
My name is Camden. I'm a Gen Zer. But, yeah, come out to Healing Encounter Nights. It's going to be an awesome time. How many people here know that God is really doing something in South Florida? And so we don't want to miss what God is doing. And so, yeah, on Sunday night, we're going to have a powerful time of just following the Holy Spirit through worship. And so if that's your type of worshiper, if it's not, just come on by. And we believe that, you know, this is a great opportunity to share the gospel. So even if you have friends or family who don't know Jesus, encourage them to come out. And it's going to be a good time.
Hey, amen. Jonathan, great news. Dr. Crandall is calling right now. Let me patch him in.
Okay, good.
All right, I've got Dr. Crandall on the call.
Dr. Yeah, Crandall, welcome to WCNO. I know that you have been with us many times. So great that you could join us.
Thank you. Love being here with you.
Well, Tim has been doing a great job promoting the upcoming event this Sunday evening, but I know you have just come back from Jamaica. Anything that God has on your heart to share?
Well, the bottom line is this: total destruction, but the people are adjusting, and you know, many of them are calling out to God for help and assistance, and they're just happy that they're alive, and they keep telling me if you have life and you have God, you have everything.
Amen.
And I think that's something we can all learn from. But the power of God is there. I want to tell you, it is incredible. We went down with a medical team. These are Spirit-filled believers. They walk in the kingdom of God. They believe in the power of prayer. We went to the prison. We went to children's camps up in the mountains, places that have been totally devastated. And the power of God was everywhere we went. And people need to understand that are listening, if you are a believer in Christ, you carry the kingdom of God. And wherever you put your step, the Lord is with you. The kingdom of God is with you. The power of the Holy Spirit is with you. And you can go into action. You can command darkness to go. You can talk to bodies that are wounded and command them to be healed in Jesus' name. We have a mighty God. He not only died for our sins, but he died for our sicknesses also. And when we call on him through the power of the mighty Holy Spirit, he shows up. So that's what was happening in Jamaica. It's going to be a long road, electricity. I don't think some people will see it for years way up in the mountains, but we need to keep them in prayer. There are brothers and sisters, the believers there. We need to pray for them, pray for provision, pray for shelter, really. That's what they need right now. They need shelter. So it was a great blessing for me to go to help them. And the team we went with, Operation Blessing, they were an amazing group of people.
Well, praise God. That's tremendous. I know in the fellowship with the assemblies that we had, I believe, 44 churches just in that one area that were totally dismantled to the point that they're not usable. So I know the existing faith community has experienced a lot of loss, but I know that that God will be rebuilding there, and we're going to be a part of that as well. What are people going to experience when they come this coming Sunday night to the Tent Revival?
Well, you know, this Tent Revival is like an old-fashioned tent meeting, like many of the old great evangelists used to have. You know, we are getting out of the box. We're getting out of the church. The church is wonderful. But they have certain restrictions, religious attitudes, this and that. We follow the Word of God. We believe in the mighty Holy Spirit. We believe in the fullness of the gospel, that you can be prayed for, that you can be healed and mended in Jesus' name, that there is a mighty Holy Spirit that tugs at your heart. And if you answer the call, you can come into the kingdom of God. You can be born again. I believe that patients or people we'll see miracles, signs, and wonders. This happened at the first meeting. The Holy Spirit came. The flaps of the tent were blown out. The tent blew up in the air, and immediately there was a new atmosphere within the tent, that the Holy Spirit was there, that the presence of Christ Jesus was there, and many were moved, and many gave their lives to Christ, and many deliverances took place. And people that were bound by chains and darkness recovered, and those that had disease and infirmities were healed, those with anxiety and fear, the fear and anxiety left, and we will see miracles, unrestricted miracles. I would tell everyone that's listening, bring those that are sick, those that are far from God, bring them to this meeting, and they will be touched. You will see the evidence of the kingdom of God and work at this tent meeting. I think it's going to be a great night. I would call out to everyone, come, and you will feel the presence of God.
Well, Doctor, we're almost out of time. I would like for you to pray over our listening audience, but I want to just say that as a local pastor, I have a piece of land that I would love to see this revival come to Martin County, and we have not had any meetings on our property. I believe it's time that we do that. So invitations out. Would you pray over our listening family?
Yeah, as we close out today's meeting, I want to pray for each listener. If you are hungry for God, I would ask that you would call on his name now in the name of Jesus. Come into the kingdom of God. Believe Jesus that he died for your sins, and if you call on his name, you can have resurrection life come on you in Jesus' name. You can be born again. You can be assured that you're going to heaven. But over you, I want to speak blessings today. I want to command your body to be healed and mended in Jesus' name. If you are sick, call on Jesus. He will come. See yourself well and healed in the mighty name of Jesus, and he will answer that call. He loves you. He's calling on you. Answer the call of Christ on your life. You will never be the same. And I am telling you, I answered that call when I was 19 years old on the plains of Africa, and I've never turned back. And it is an exciting life to follow Christ today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Tim, thank you so much. Kim, thank you for joining us as well. Doctor, thank you for your ministry, your service, and of course, you get to touch a lot of lives, and we thank God for your ministry as well as your medical giftings. God is a great healer.
Thank you, WCNO. You're a great blessing to many, many people.
Thank you. We look forward to what the Lord's going to do. God bless. Goodbye.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Blessings. Yeah. All right. Goodbye. Well, wow. What a morning. Wow. We have had a great morning. Great to have had Bishop Flowers with us this morning.